Friends, let us move on to chapter number 9 of our subject Innovation Management, and the name of the chapter is Ignite Passion. But before I make a beginning to this chapter, I would like to revise what has happened up till now. In line with the process flow chart of our innovation process, we made a beginning by the first part, understanding, that is strategic thinking, systems thinking, seeing the big picture, clarifying the real problem, and setting innovation goalposts. Then we made a beginning for part 2, imagination, that is looking to the future. And what were the steps in that? Seeking diverse stimuli, uncovering insights, and identifying ideas. After that, we discussed the extraordinary strategies. And now, before moving on to the next part, and that is action, I want to discuss something about a very important word, passion. So let us begin with passion as the subject before moving on to the action, because innovation needs and definitely needs passion. For that matter, for every day-to-day work, today's work or tomorrow's work, we need passion. So very important subject, we must ignite our passion. And that we will discuss now. We all know or are familiar with people who have lost their passion. So many people around us, they work day in and day out, just somehow manage, but there is no passion. Those individuals who appear to be detached from the world throughout their lives, they are alone, they are lonely, and they have lost their passion completely. So many people I see around my world, people are detached from the world and they have lost passion. I feel very bad when I see such people. We also know people who are extremely passionate about their work, about their lives. They radiate positive energy and excitement wherever they go. Not only the kind of work that these people are doing is exciting, but also it is their attitude towards their work is very positive. It is very exciting. It's very interesting attitude towards their work. We see both kind of people. People who have lost the passion and people who are extremely passionate about their work. Look at these three people. Oprah Winfrey, who is talk show host, as you know, and philanthropist. Tiger Woods, you know, world class golfer. Nelson Mandela, also you know, South Indian, South African activist and former president. All these three people are extremely passionate. They are known for their passion. They all put their hearts and souls into manifesting their human spirit and potential through their work. Extremely passionate. I can describe these three people as being extremely passionate. If we are open to it, their passion can be contagious. We can learn from these people how a passionate man can be, how a passionate woman can be. We also have to be as passionate as they are. This passion makes a big big difference in our life. It plays a big role in our life. Passion. Passion is also about linking creativity with a deeper purpose. Even when faced with tough situations, as I was telling earlier, that in the tougher situations only we need more and more innovative activity. Even when faced with tough situations, passionate people seem to find a deeper meaning to guide themselves. If you are passionate, you can find a way through tougher situations also. But if you are passionless, you are always negative, your attitude is negative. What do we mean by the word passion? You may be already knowing it, but let me tell you, in the context of innovation management, strong emotion or strong enthusiasm to do something is passion. You must have strong emotion to do something. You must become emotional about your achievement. You must become emotional about your work. Strong enthusiasm about your work. And that is passion. To show your passion for something, therefore, requires you to display your enthusiasm from within your body. From within. Your inner voice must come out. To do something strong, emotionally strong, strong enthusiasm should be there. To show your passion for something, therefore, requires you to display your enthusiasm from within. When you put your heart and soul into what you are doing, you are tapping into your strong emotional force, or in other words, your passionate self. The more you tap into this emotional force, more you are filled with positive energy. What we need is positive energy. What we need is positive attitude. What we need is enthusiasm. Willingness, positive attitude of your mind. And this positive energy is a must for going ahead with actions towards implementation of profitable implementation of creative and strategic ideas. So before moving to the action part, I wanted to discuss this passion part, because without this passion, we cannot move ahead. When we see around, I told you that I see many people who have lost their passion. They are simply working like a mechanical machine. No passion. Because we have too much choice. Too many things are there around us. So we don't know the importance of that. I am given too many things to choose from. So I don't have any specific affection towards any particular product. Too many projects and not enough support. I have too many projects in hand. I don't have proper time. I don't have proper support. I don't have enough resources. Simply people are telling me to do something, but they don't support it with resources. So I lost the passion. Then, whosoever are there, who are supposed to make decisions, they are very weak, very feeble decision making processes. So I get frustrated. There is no fun in working, there is no motivation. Decisions are not coming. Very weak decision making process, no support, no resources, fear and anxiety of losing the job, of being sidelined, being less important. Fear and anxiety in the organization, pursuit of extrinsic rewards. People are asking for some rewards, extra increment, extra promotion, cynical humor. People are making some jokes about the organization. We are getting prevented from continuing. We don't have enough time. We are stifled. So we have lost our passion. There is no fun in working. There is no point in working. We have become robots. We have become mechanicals. We don't have any passion. Then, one more reason why I have lost passion is there are too many passion killers. Even if I have passion, strong enthusiasm, strong emotion about my work, there are people around me who kill my passion. For example, Bob, give me an idea of how we could increase our inventory levels. No, somebody is telling me that he wants to increase the inventory levels. I feel, what kind of administration I am working with? Inventory, which is a liability to me. Actually, my boss should tell me to reduce the inventory. He is asking me to increase the inventory. Then I feel frustrated because I have been brought up with a different culture. Somebody wants to increase the inventory just for comfort. He doesn't bother about the organization. So it kills my passion. I don't want to work with such a boss who doesn't understand anything. Then we could look into scheduling these 3 shifts instead of 2. He said, instead of 2 shifts, we'll schedule 3 shifts. Something which we should accomplish in only 2 shifts, by putting 3 shifts, we are increasing the number of people, reducing the efficiency of the shop. Somebody is telling me to reduce the efficiency of the shop. I lose passion. We thought of that already. Don't you have any practical ideas? My boss is telling. I have brought a beautiful idea. I tell my boss about that idea. And he says, we thought of that already. It never works. Don't you have any practical idea? Like that, he kills me. People around me are not understanding. My boss is definitely so dumb. He has all funny ideas, and that kills my passion. Somebody says, we are not ready for that idea yet. Okay, you have a good idea. We are not ready for that. It kills my passion. Somebody says, oh, we are too busy. We can't do it now. We'll do it afterwards. It kills my passion. Somebody says, it's too hard to implement. Yaar, too hard to implement. Forget it. Some bosses I have seen, they are passion killers. They will react in such a way and they will look at you in such a, they will make such a dirty face that it kills our passion. We feel we will not think anymore. Leave it. We just want to work like a mechanical person. Don't bother about all this innovation and all that, because that person who is sitting there on the top of me, he doesn't have any idea about innovation. He is a negative person. He says, if it is such a great idea, why hasn't anyone thought of before? Like that. Or he will say, it's all right in theory, Baba. You are just a theoretician. It would never work here. Be practical. So it kills my passion. Then he says, that is not your job. Why are you doing it? It's too radical a change. We can't do it. And don't think of such radical changes. You have all funny ideas. It's against company policy. The president will never go for it. The head office will never go for it. Always passing the buck. Let us give it some more thought. We won't get the budget for it. Arey Baba, we don't have money for it. What are these ideas? These ideas will not work here. And don't waste your time in these ideas. We don't have budget. We will not get also. Then somebody says, if we let you do that, then everyone will want to do that. It's a bad idea. No, no, no. It is not a priority. Let us put it on hold for now. Okay. Let us discuss afterwards. It is not a good time. There is recession outside. We can't have funny ideas now. Like that. People are reacting. It has never been tried before. We tried that before and did not work. That breaks all the rules. It will cost too much. It is ahead of its time. This is not the right time for that. We will do it after 10 years. We have always done in this way. Don't rock the boat. Have you lost your mind? Are you becoming crazy? Why are you spending your time in ideas? We don't have the resources, Baba. It won't work in this organization. You have come from that organization which was having lot of money. We don't have that much money. Your ideas will not work here. It wasn't invented here. We are not ready for that. It is too big for us to handle. Let us wait. It's a stupid idea. What a bad idea. It won't work. Why would you want to do that? Why do you want to rock the boat? My two favorite passion killers are, we haven't done that before, and we have done that before, but it did not work. We haven't done that before, and we have done that before. Both are passion killers. It seems like these two passion killers are a catch 22. We haven't done that before. We have done that before. These are the passion killers. I have a lot of passion. When I was young, I had a lot of passion. But people were killing the passion. Instead, we must be passion supporter. Some seeds will fall on fertile soil, while others will fall on the pavement. How lucky these seeds must be to fall on fertile soil, how unlucky those seeds must be to fall on a pavement where no nourishment and the seeds will get wasted. In order for innovation to flourish, new ideas must be supported. New seeds must be planted. They must be planted on a fertile soil. Surround yourself with passionate people. Who give your ideas the support they need? They will say, good, your idea is good. Support others' ideas. Ask them to support your ideas. Passion supporters, they will say, terrific, wonderful, awesome, great idea. You outdid yourself again. Oh, great. Keep up the great work. Wonderful. Now you are cooking. You are the best. You are the best employee. I have not seen a person like you up till now. Go for it. Right on. That stop rate. Let us do it. Well done. Wow. I knew you could do it. I am glad you are on my team. I am proud of you. Well done. That's your best work ever. You are right on target. I am behind you. I will support you. Go ahead. I wish I had thought of that earlier. But okay, today you have thought about it. Wonderful. That's a great idea. I think it will work. And we'll make it work. I am behind you. That will really shake up the industry. The president will love this idea. Our company will love this idea. Let us implement it. And that will improve the passion. That is the support to the passion. And we must not kill the passion. Otherwise, there is no innovation. There has to be passion. And the leaders have to create this passion among the people. Leader must make the people feel that passion is supported. People must feel that our ideas are supported. People must feel motivated. Passion at the individual level. Ask yourself, are you engaged in activities that deeply interest you? Or are you doing something which you don't like? Are you doing something which is repetitive? Are you feeling that you are working like a coolie? Or you are working like a sweeper? Are you feeling that you don't love your work? Are you feeling that you are just doing a routine job just to earn some money? No interest, sir. I have lost interest in my work. Are you feeling like that? Or are you engaged in activities that deeply interest you? Are you fulfilling your potential? Are you able to fulfill your dreams? You have certain potential, you have certain ability, you have certain merit, you have certain experience, you have certain skill. Are you feeling that your potential is being utilized? Are you feeling that your skill is being utilized? Then, if there is answer to these both questions is yes, then you will be passionate. If you are engaged in activities that deeply interest you, and if you are engaged in activities which you are able to fulfill your potential by that, then you will be passionate. Otherwise not. Ask yourself, are you blocking out cynics and other negative influences? Are you being the change you want to see in the world? Are you giving yourself enough time to be innovative? Then you are passionate. You must be passionate. You must give yourself enough time to be innovative. You must be the change you want to see in the world. You must be a very passionate person by doing the activities which deeply interest you. You must be doing the activities which are fulfilling your potential. Then you are passionate. Now I am discussing passion at the team level. The employees at Walt Disney World, or they are called as cast members, share their passion to create a wonderful experience for their customers, for their guests. They share their passion, and it is seen on their faces. The employees at Southwest Airlines are encouraged to be creative and make improvements on their own initiative. There is a climate, supportive climate, passion supporting climate at Walt Disney, at Southwest Airlines. That climate is there, where the passion is created, passion is supported. we must also do it. Ask your team, do we have a passion for pleasing our customers? Because they are our gods. They must be happy. Do we have a passion for pleasing our customers? If we don't have passion, we will not do this. And then customers will not become happy. Very, 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 very important. Do we feel free to make decisions? Or our passion is killed by somebody? Do you feel free to make decisions? Do we feel a sense of ownership for your ideas? You are not owner of the company, but do you feel ownership for your ideas? Then you are passionate. Do we formally recognize our team members' ideas? Do we support them? Do we encourage creating ideas? Do we support their passion? Do we all know each other, or are we just viewing each other as people completing projects and tasks? Do we know each other? Do we know the abilities of each other? Do you know the nature of each other? Do we know the specialties in each other? A passionate physical environment. Environment must be passionate. When I come in this Wellinker Institute, I find that the people here are passionate. Because the climate, the environment here is passionate. There is full of passion on the face of every student, on the face of every professor and every staff member. Because of the passionate physical environment here. When I enter this institute, I also become passionate because of the environment, because of the atmosphere inside the building. Passionate environment truly vibrates at a higher level. You can just feel the energy, positive energy, when you walk into the building. When I walk into this Wellinker building, I feel that energy. A better and clearly more comprehensive approach is to incorporate passion and innovation into the design throughout the building. We are coming here and spending 8 to 10 hours. So, it must be spent with passion. And the building design throughout the building must be incorporated with passion and innovation. It should be not only clean and beautiful, but the atmosphere should speak that there is lot of positive energy here. Then people will like to work here for not 8 hours but also 12 hours with very, very great happiness. Passionate physical environment. It is possible to create this. Some people are building their house with positive energy. When we walk into their house, the house is not only beautiful and clean, but we feel that the people who are living in the house create a positive energy there. This passionate atmosphere should be there. Begin with an inviting lobby that signals innovation, something new. Lobby. Then you might want to add a hall of fame. When I had gone to Gurgaon, there is one company called Yum Foods. So they felicitated their employees for innovative work for last 3 years, and they have taken their stamp of their palm of the hand, and they have put it there and photographs on the wall of fame. That means they indicated that these are the employees who are passionate and who have innovated for last 3 years, and their innovation has benefited the organization. So we are awarding these people by putting their photograph, putting their thumb impressions on the wall of fame. Think about your own offices and conference room. Not all offices and conference room need to look the same. Add excitement through different aesthetic treatments. Create innovative names for your conference rooms. Do some activities there, photographs, sketches, murals, passionate atmosphere, live atmosphere, innovative atmosphere, something new. Look, this is the Hall of Fame. Here they have put photographs of innovative people, passionate people, performers. You also, in your companies, create a Hall of Fame or Wall of Fame and put the photographs of your successful people, innovators, passionate people on the wall or in the hall. Let others see that these are the successful people, we also have to be like them. Let there be an atmosphere of passion, a passionate physical environment. Ask yourself the following questions. Is our environment inviting? Is our environment such that people like to come in again and again? Does our environment communicate who we are, what we do? And let me tell you, all this is experienced in this Wellinger Institute. All this what I am talking. Communicate who we are, what we do, and what we are most proud of. Do we use color, lighting, art, greenery, sound, and other aesthetically pleasing techniques to convey excitement and positive energy? Everything. We have to do this. Ask yourself, do we have a good mixture of group meeting spaces to fit the needs of our team to meet formally or informally? I have seen that in many companies, the meeting rooms are so stuffy that people don't like to assemble there. We must have a good mixture of group meeting spaces to fit the needs of our team to meet formally or informally. Why not? Does our environment change or evolve as our work evolves? Does our environment communicate that we are an innovative organization? Thank you.